But then, thinking about provisions and outlets for things, for buying, well, there was the Freeburn Hotel, which had the residential, and you could get meals there too, and the pub. And then there was McDougall Stores, which was a general, and it was licensed too. And there was a petrol pump. There was a petrol pump across the road from the hall, from the shop. And in, I remember Mrs. Gordon, and it was one of those ones with a sort of clock face, and you had to swing the
Yes.
handle and count how many per gallon.
Yes.
And it's too bad if you were waiting in the shop to get something because she was out busy at the pumps and things. And then there was the post office where you went for all post things, including licenses for, as I say, dogs and
That was
wires.
kind of the shop.
And that was Miss Ross, and then Mrs. Ross took on, but they weren't relatives. But Miss Ross used to be a great.
Annie Ross was the first one, wasn't she?
Yes, but she was a great golfer. And then up by the station yard, there had been a store called Doig's. There was a house, I think, down up near Jean Mackay,
I think I
and
heard
it was
that,
because
yes.
there was a traffic, and he was known as Cripple Taylor, and we never knew whether he was crippled or what, but he was known, and whether Taylor was his job in life, or whether he was TAY, Taylor. And I think there was a laundry there because there was talk about how the sheets and things from the lodges used to be laid out on the grass to whiten in the sunshine. Must have had better sunshine than we have now. And I think it wasn't a poor house, but there was a, some poor people could convalesce. I don't know. This was all rather vague, but long before my time. And then there was the cobbler's shop by the station yard. I think it must have been where Doig had been. Because I remember going there. Wonderful smell of leather and things. Because we used to have stakes put in the soles of our shoes from going shooting boots. It was a wonderful sort of jumble of things and that, but that was that. And then there was the bicycle shop down opposite Juniper Drive now. And then there was the blacksmith.
Was there only one blacksmith?
Yes, and he lived at Kilhawch, and he mended farm machinery and things as well, as the horses, sure. And then there was the coal merchant, Tommy Fraser, who was also the general carrier. You could go by station from train or bus to Inverness, and packages could still come out if you were lucky, if you got your parcel of edibles before the nearest dog parcel. Because latterly, well, there used to be vans went round because there was Joe.
Sure.
Sure, yes, Joshua, and there was another one, and much of it, I think there wasn't the baker and the
Well,
laundry.
Bagnet's Bakery, I'd say that.
And the laundry. I mean, there were quite a lot of
And a
things,
butcher.
yes. But it all helped people who hadn't got transport or difficulty trying to sort of struggle with your bike and parcels and things. But that's all I remember. And papers used to come out by bus,
The
I
bus.
think, and they were sort of thrown hither and yon, whatever.